That was a great win against a great team. We came out a little, you know, slow, too many turnovers in the first half. Played a lot of one-on-one and, you know, didn't really notice the shot clock, but we were able to come back the second half, gather ourselves, and just play team ball and pull out another win.
And Coach, talk a little bit about Tina, a little later.
Yeah, Tina, anytime she's on the court, she's a threat. And the coaching staff is excited that we got her, 3 minutes some rest. So, you know, we definitely have to keep working towards that for her to be able to sustain the play that she's playing, you know, for the rest of the season. So, but she's doing a phenomenal job as a leader.
Talk about production you got from Little and Williams.
Sancho, she's accepting her new role, which is we have her working at the three a lot every day, and she's able to guard those quicker guards or when they go with the bigger lineup. She gives us the rebounds that we need. She crashes hard. She plays great. She's getting more confidence and offensively also. So I have to say Misty stepped up great, and she hadn't been playing. She's always kept her head up, and she's always stayed ready. She comes to practice every day, plays in practice like she's a starter, and, you know, it paid off. We know what we get from Misty, and when she's called upon, she's always ready to go.
I know at the start of the game there, Becky Hammonds kind of seemed to have her way. You know, we even see Lane giving you looks. I know at one point in the first quarter, you started to send two or three defenders out there to cut off the path to the basket. Later on in the fourth quarter, you were able to take her out of the game, talk about how big that was, because before that, she pretty much did whatever she wanted.
Yeah, what was happening was we would help off of Becky. You know, because we wanted to focus. We wanted to have our help side there, but you can't help off Becky. So the second half, we stopped, and we just kind of attached ourselves and played the defense we needed to play and switched on her, you know, to just keep someone with a hand in her face at all times. And we wanted to step over and take a charge whenever we could just to cut off that lane. But they played, you know, well together, knowing where she was at all times. She's a great player, and she's going to get hers. But, you know, they were able to shut down their other key players. And, you know, they, like I told them, you know, one person can't win it. You know, it takes the whole group. And I believe that's what we did and was able to pull that out.
Talk about the number of turnovers that you forced.
Yeah, we have been working a lot, you know, in practice on just pressuring the ball, playing the passing lanes, denying wherever we can deny, but be smart about it, not reaching, moving our feet and forcing the turnovers, forcing the travels or bad passes. So, you know, we've been working on that a lot, and fortunately it paid off. We, you know, turnovers were our Achilles heel also, and we were able to focus on protecting the ball and force them to turn it over, and that helped us a lot, 33 points.
Talk about your home street game, Captain. Getting pretty comfortable here at home,
pregame. Well, hey, we want to continue that. You know, as I told them, this is our house, and people who come here, they're going to have to respect it. This team is finally, you know, they're forming together. They're getting to know each other. The young players are getting their confidence. And the vets are stepping up. And, you know, if one of them has an off night, then we have the other one stepping up. So, you know, we have to protect home, and we want to do that with the next two games.
This is off the topic, but what's the status of Joe's status now? I know that she's not expected to play this week. I heard she's day to day.
Yeah, she's Cheryl has been working out with our strength and conditioning coach just to build up her strength again and to get back in shape. And, you know, we're still doing the therapy every day, and it's coming along. We would love for it to come on a lot faster, but, you know, she's coming, and she's staying confident with that and working hard every day. So it's pretty much still, you know, day to day.